have a responsibility to speak out for the people that don't have a voice. We're an elected arm of the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council. We have a membership base of over 23,000 members, 23,000 across New South Wales. A lot of our members don't get the opportunity to defend themselves. We took it upon ourselves as a council, and particularly my role as the chair, to shed some light on this bigotry that's been printed in the nation's national paper. It's not just any little paper of a country town. This is the Australian we're talking about, that depicts our people as noble savages that don't look after our children, that are nothing but drunks. That's not a reason for someone in a leadership position to come out and take that on. And given the timing as well, yesterday was National Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Children's Day, a very significant day for us. And we have, again, mainstream Australia coming out and portraying us as people that don't belong in this society.
The Racial Discrimination Human Rights Commissioner, Tim Soup for Marcinet, he's tweeted that our society shouldn't endorse racial stereotyping of Aboriginal Australians, or for anyone of any group for that matter. There was such a big response to this yesterday. Have you heard any response from the Australian Press Council since York made that complaint?
Not that I'm aware of, and nothing formally yet. But I'll tell you what is happening in our communities is that people are starting to speak out. People are getting onto this on social media, and we've had a gutful. Look, we can't take this anymore. We can't continually be victimised like we are through mainstream media like The Australian. And they need to be kept accountable and responsible for what they're portraying to the general public. Now, these people are in a position of power, and they're portraying people in a position of disempowerment as victims. And, a lot of our communities are in these positions, in the position of disempowerment because of fundamentally colonisation. Let's go back to 1788, and someone will call me crazy. They'll say Captain Cook coming here 230 years ago, whatever the case may be, but we still have the hangover from unfinished business around colonisation. So, intergenerational, transgenerational trauma, that's impact on our community. They put us on reserves and missions and said, we'll give you flour, sugar and tea, but you have to blossom. You have to raise your family with no safe drinking water, no toilet facilities. So we want you to do a really good job of that. Then all of a sudden, when our children don't turn out the way they're supposed to, according to them, they then turn around and start blaming us as Aboriginal people. Come on.
Bill Leake has responded to one of the journalists, Amanda Mead, who's written to him. She works for The Guardian newspaper, and asked him what he was trying to say. And at midnight last night, he's published and said, he's written a big article, but he said at the end, I was trying to say that if you think things are pretty crook for the children locked up in the Northern Territory's Dondale Youth Detention Centre, you should have a look at the homes they came from. Then you might understand why some of them finished up there. He's not covering the issue that is being investigated around the violence towards children that are in custody. He's saying, well, it seems like he's saying, well, that's okay, because the reason why they're there is because of this.
Exactly. What he's doing, he's taking the life of the people that are perpetrators. And let's not forget that at Dondale, them images went right around the world, and it's embarrassed Australia. And these people need to be responsible and accountable for their own actions. And by the way, if he wants to start a conversation with Aboriginal people in terms of our living conditions, he needs to go back and have a look at the White Australia policy and also the segregation policy and past government policies that have led to some of the situations in our community. So I don't think this guy is in a position to start any conversation. More importantly, it shouldn't be started through a national newspaper that depicts and stereotypes us as Aboriginal people that are noble savages. You know, we know what's going on in our communities, and we have community leaders, we have people in leadership positions. It's our responsibility to have them conversations. In New South Wales, we work very hard with our members. We've built relationships with the other third-party partnerships out in communities to try to lift the profile of Aboriginal people and the living conditions. We went into partnership with the state government, and we've given $220 million over the course of the next 25 years to address the issues around water and sewage in a lot of our remote communities. We've got a $16 million economic development policy that we've announced over the course of the last 2 years, where local Aboriginal land councils can apply for dollars to try to create self-funded business in their community. These are the practical lengths that we're going to try to address these issues. Unlike the gentleman that once articulated as Noble Savages in the paper, I think there's other ways to have the debate. I'm just dumbfounded that he could come out and try to justify what he's done, and it's unjustifiable. It's racism. It's racism against the First Nations peoples, us as Aboriginal people. End of story, full stop.